And it's not personal, it's professional, and it's very specific feedback. And I think that's the first set of manners that people need to know in the workplace. You're there as a team, you're there to help each other. The person who gets ahead helps you get ahead.
Welcome to Stand Out, Get Noticed, the podcast that helps you speak and present with rockstar confidence. I'm Christina Canters, your host and founder of The C Method Communication Skills Training. For free resources and to subscribe to the show, visit thecmethod.com. Hi there, Rockstar. Christina with you here for episode 94 of Stand Out, Get Noticed. I've got an exceptional guest conversation to share with you this week, and it's with the wonderfully outgoing and funny Lee Caraher. Or if you're in the US, Lee Caraher. We'll be talking about how everything about you speaks. That includes how you hold yourself, what you wear, what you say, what you don't say, how you say it, etc., etc. And we talk about it in the context of the workplace. Lee shares some common mistakes that people make when it comes to communicating in the workplace. We talk about how to give great feedback and why it's so important, plus much more. Show notes for this episode will be at thecmethod.com/Lee. That's L-E-E. Now, before we get to that conversation, I do have a shout out to give to my friend and fellow podcaster, Prescott Perez Fox from the Busy Creator Podcast. The Busy Creator Podcast has hit 100 episodes, so I want to say a big congratulations to you, Prescott. The Busy Creator is a podcast that helps creatives to be more effective and productive. It's a fantastic show. You should definitely check it out if you are a creative. Prescott also hosts the NYC podcast meetup group, which I've actually had the pleasure of speaking at. So if you're in New York City, go check it out. That's the NYC podcast meetup group. You can find out more about that and subscribe to the Busy Creator podcast at busycreator.com. And just one quick announcement. Do you enjoy this podcast? I hope so. I assume so, if you're listening and if you have done for a while. Well, if you want to support it, please vote for me in the Castaway Australian Podcasting Awards. I would really, really appreciate your vote. All you have to do is go to thecmethod.com/vote. That's thecmethod.com/vote. That'll take you directly to my page where you click the little thumbs up button. You do have to put your email in to register, but I would just put in an email that you don't check very often. They're not going to spam you, don't worry, but you do need to put that email in. But apart from that, it's super, super quick and easy. I would really appreciate your support with this. I think I can win it. Yeah. Alrighty, let's move on to this week's conversation with the lovely Lee Caraher. Lee is the CEO of Double Fort, a PR, marketing, and digital communications company. She is an expert at creating positive, thriving environments in the workplace and has a reputation for building productive teams and having fun along the way. She's super passionate about helping others communicate more effectively, so much so that she wrote a book, Millennials and Management, and also created a box of, you could call them handy cue cards, called Everything Speaks, a guide to manners that matter in the workplace. And we talk a little bit about that in the episode. Alrighty, you ready to meet Lee? Let's go.
You have an intern here, graduated from college just a few months ago. He's here and, you know, he's just awkward, you know. You know what I mean? I can't talk too loud, just in case they're standing outside. You know, he's slumped in his chair. He's got white socks on with black shoes. I'm like, oh my God, right? But, and there are all these things that we have in this guide. He just hasn't gone through it yet. He's only been for 2 weeks. And all these manners that get in your way that you just don't even know about, right? You have no idea that you just got blackballed because you have a t-shirt on inside out, or because you have your, in this country, a lot of people are wearing like baseball caps. We call them baseball caps, you know, hats with visors in, yep, inside. And all of a sudden, you know, like they're not getting promoted because, you know, they're sloppy and no one trusts them, even though their work is good. Cause no one tells them. And then particularly in this country, people are very worried about getting sued for wrongful stuff. You know, it's just ridiculous. So I created this guide, which sits, you saw it, it sits on the desk and it's one tip per card, by topic. So first impressions, meetings in the office, email, phones, texting, all just the, I call them common sense, but they're not, because people aren't being educated on them. Because no one likes to read, you know, the book to read, everyone would benefit from this, right? Is the post book. It's called, Business Etiquette, Get Ahead with Business Etiquette, or something like that, by the Emily Post family. But it's, in this country, $50. It's like 3 inches thick, and no one reads. You know, people get it, and they never crack it open.
it's a tome.
So this was a way. Yeah, and then we were like, oh, people should put this online. I'm like, no one's going to look at it online. You know, it's not going to happen.
Because I'm guessing that people who are aware of business etiquette and that would actually go research it probably already have business etiquette.
Yeah. It's how do you get it in front of people so that they can be reminded of the things, and it's an easy way to – I did it for my own company, and then the Gap bought like 1,000 of them. I'm like, I'm just cutting these things in the back room, you know, with my graphics guys. I probably should have it really well done.
And what's the feedback been from that?
Fantastic.
Yeah.
I mean, people buy them. It's so funny because it was never my intention and I'm really not doing much to it. I have a podcast around this. It's called Everything Speaks, and it's about the manners in the workplace and other career advice. It has a lot more to do with career advice than anything else. But I don't really do anything with it. And then all of a sudden, like 100 people, you know, I'll get 100 orders. I'm like, oh, someone wants this.
So it sounds like it's been very, very popular. I know that there is a lot of poor communication happening in the workplace, but to take a bit of a step back, how does this poor communication impact overall job satisfaction and productivity in the workplace, which is obviously why people are buying it?
Oh, my gosh. Do we have 3 hours and a drink? You know, I think that communication is at the heart of productivity. Communication is at the heart of being happy and satisfied in your work, and communication is at the heart of getting stuff done. So poor communication, and that could be categorized in many ways, either that it was, you know, lacking direction, lacking specificity in direction, so that someone thinks they're doing the right thing and then they find out they did the absolute wrong thing because they were given, you know, what the giver thought was very good direction, but the receiver heard as something totally different, right? I mean, that just creates so much anxiety and so much extra work and so much disproductivity, right? Mm. You know, the most productivity you can get is when someone is very clear on what their role is, understands how they're going to impact their team, understands what the deadline is so that it actually helps everybody else, and understands what the standard of work is, like what is the format that needs to be in? What standard of language should it be in? What color, what format should it be in? All those kinds of things, right? So when people understand not only the work, but how it fits into everything else, gosh, man, people get so excited about it. And they're like, I'm contributing. And when people feel like they're contributing, that is just a virtuous circle that increases itself. Mm. Poor communication, which is in the form of either direction, deadlines, lack of specificity, just sort of derision, or just let me know what happened, stop bothering me, or even tone, you know, or tone in a voice or tone in email, that just creates doubt. And doubt around, oh, what am I doing here? What am I supposed to be doing? I think I'm doing it right, but I'm not sure. I don't want to ask. You know, I think it's due today, but maybe it's due tomorrow. I don't even know, you know, blah, blah, blah. It just creates a lot of anxiety. And what I find is true is that when people are unclear, or when people don't feel appreciated, or don't feel like they understand why they're there, that just creates a lot of just people just grind on that, right? It's grinding. They don't, may not say it out loud, but there's grinding inside. And when you're grinding inside, oh man, I just wish, oh, what the hell, blah, 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 you know, that kind of attitude, that is inherently unproductive, right? Inherently unproductive. You're not excited about it. You're just like, oh God, I just have to get this done. As opposed to, man, you're going to be, here's this great project, or here's a stupid project, but the stupid project has to get done so the big project can get done. And we need you to do this really well. If you don't do this really well, no one else can do their job really well. So we're counting on you. That kind of specificity, that kind of direction, that kind of communication that explains the work, puts the person's role in context, also gives very specific guidelines. That's the key to nirvana, man. And the happier we are with what we understand we're doing, the happier we are at work, the happier we are at work, the more productive we are, the more productive we are, the more profitable we are, period.
Absolutely.
So it's at the core. Communication's at the core of business productivity.
Okay, you hear that, people? It's at the core. So pay attention. Lee, where does this passion for helping people communicate better come from?
You know, I own a public relations and marketing company in San Francisco and in New York. And that's what we do for a living. We help companies communicate with the people that matter to them. And we focus on, you know, four areas. But really what we're doing is we're working with great companies doing positive things in their categories. And our job is to help them do more positive things and make a bigger impact, positive impact in the world. You cannot make that positive impact if you cannot communicate, if you cannot connect a company or a product with the people that would benefit from it. So one, that's my business, right? That's what we do for, that's what we get paid for. My passion on the personal side, the management side, the leadership side is, you know, I started this company almost 15 years ago, and I've kept it independent so that I can hire who I want and I can work with who I want. And so we can make sure that we're personally aligned with the work that we're doing. Because I think myself, if I am excited about what I'm getting paid for, I just do a better job. And if I'm excited about the people I'm around, then I just am more excited to show up. And if I'm excited to show up, then other people get excited to show up. So my passion around communication is around my passion for being happy in my day, right? And having not been happy in my day in my past, I've done everything I can to structure this company so that we, not just me, but we can all be happy in our day, so that a bad day here is a good day somewhere else.
So, Lee, let's talk about this guide that you've created to help people to know what to say and how to say it. Can you share with us what are some simple things that people don't actually realize they're doing in the workplace that could be construed as rude or just isn't helping them in their work? Yeah.
So there's lots of things, you know, in presentation, you know, if you're presenting, it's something I do, and I believe in practice, right? I believe that until you are, even when you're a natural speaker, so like yourself or myself, we probably speak all the time, you should practice what you're talking about, right? And most people do not get practice in front of a group. Right. They just don't get the opportunity to practice in front of a group of people where the stakes are low. Right. Usually they're, you know, we want you to present to the board, or we want you to present to this client, or you want me to present to the, you know, the division. Well, they've never had to stand up in front of people where something was on the line. So the first thing that we talk about here is practicing. One thing we do every Tuesday is our staff meeting. Every Tuesday, somebody gets up and gives a 10-minute presentation on something from their life or something that is work related, and they practice. And in the course of the year, everyone probably does this four or five times. And by, you know, from the beginning of the year to the end of the year, it's hugely dramatic progress because we give feedback. So the first thing in being a good colleague is actually giving great feedback so that the person, you know, not just, you did a great job. Well, really? Or you just knew they were nervous because they were sweating, right? And thank God it's over. So the first thing in the manners thing is actually being a good colleague. And being a good colleague is being helpful and giving very specific feedback. And some of this feedback we give, we have two decks of cards in this thing. One is for gems, which is, here's what you did very, very well, very specifically. For instance, you had a very strong posture, a stance that wasn't defensive and it wasn't aggressive, but it was very confident. You weren't flailing your hands around, which I tend to do. So you didn't distract. You sort of sped up there in the middle, but you slowed yourself down so we could all understand what you were talking about. You were very self-aware. That's very specific feedback that someone can then incorporate and double down on. The other specific feedback we would give, which is opportunities, where you can improve. Things like you kept looking at the slide and you kept reading off of it. You really cannot do that again, right? It was very clear to me that you didn't have the command of the material, or you had a lot of words on that slide and we were just so busy looking at the words and not at you. Or, you know, your dress, meaning how you, you know, what you're wearing today was very distracting. So next time you do this, let's not wear XYZ, or you would say Z, right? Let's take off, you know, get rid of all the jangles, take all the extra beads off, whatever, so that we're not distracted by what you have on. And it's not personal, it's professional and it's very specific feedback. And I think that's the first set of manners that people need to know in the workplace. You're there as a team. You're there to help each other. The person who gets ahead helps you get ahead. Mm. And I think that that is very, it's something that we're nervous about giving.
How do you actually teach people how to receive that feedback? Yeah. Because it's just as hard giving feedback sometimes as it is receiving.
Well, it is, and that's practice too. And particularly for very young professionals who maybe are just right out of university, they may not have had peer feedback this way ever, right? Or they may not have had very stringent feedback in the college or university environment. So we do, we have to get people ready for it, right? So part of it is we help people learn to take feedback by teaching them how to give feedback. And part of that is understanding who you're talking to and what they might be nervous about, and always starting with the positive. Always start with the positive feedback and then say, and you can improve by, as opposed to starting with the negative. Oh my God, that was terrible. Blah, 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 right? Or starting with, saying, you did a great job. I thought that your slides were fantastic. I thought that, last time you were flipping your hair around, today you didn't flip your hair around. But what you really need to do is X, Y, Z, Z, right? If you say but instead of, all you've done is negate everything all the positive things you just said. So instead of that, start with the positive. So you did a great job. You stood your ground. You had confidence. You weren't distracting. You slowed yourself down. And where I think you can keep continuing to improve is paying attention to what you're wearing so that it's not distracting, taking a look at your slides so you have fewer words, more images, and blah, 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 right? Mm. So just even using that kind of word choice and thoughtful word prioritization, so positive first and but and not but, means that people can receive it. And when you teach people how to give feedback that way, you're also teaching people how to receive feedback, right? But it's easier to teach to give than it is to receive. So we start with the give, and then over time we get to the receive.
Hmm. I like saying to people, that was really engaging because of this, this, this. What would have made it even more so would be this, this, this. So, yeah, it's keeping in that positive light. I'm a bit of a serial feedback giver myself. I was actually listening to your interview on Blog Talk Radio, and you were talking about how you give feedback to people when they don't have a great resume, when they've sent it to you, and you say, this is why we're not offering you an interview, because you've been using emoticons in your resume or whatever. So I think that's fantastic. We definitely need more feedback in this world, because otherwise people just don't know what they're doing wrong. So, Lee, I know one of the things that you help people with is to help them deal better in the workplace with disagreements and difficult people. And something I wanted to ask you about was sort of about being liked by people.
Yeah.
Because I know a lot of people are afraid, and you touched on this at the start of our conversation, actually. A lot of people are afraid of not being liked. So they try to avoid this type of conflict by being really agreeable and polite, or just, I don't want to say anything in case it upsets mm-hmm. someone. Can you explain how this then goes on to become a problem from being too polite?
There's a difference between being polite and being professional, right? So it could be, I don't want to, being polite. I mean, it's good to say please and thank you. It's respectful to say please and thank you, even though you don't have to in the work environment. It is a good thing to do. It shows that you respect someone's time and that you respect, thank you for your effort, and it makes people feel appreciated. That is good. In terms of being polite but not being truthful, right, you're not helping the business if you're not truthful. You're not helping the business if you are allowing poor behavior to create discord. You're not helping the business if you just do it yourself instead of helping the other person understand what they did wrong. And you're not helping the business if you allow someone just to run ripshod over you and make you feel like crap. It's not, because if you feel like you're underappreciated, if you feel like no one's paying attention to you, if you feel like your work doesn't matter, well, you should leave, you should leave, right? Or you should fix it. Because, and basically you're just, it's totally unproductive. And my belief is, and particularly, we want to be, you know, who doesn't want to be liked, but it's more important to be respected. And I feel like if you can put respect before like, then like comes after respect in the professional environment. Because I don't have to like everybody I work with. I actually do like everybody I work with, but I haven't always liked everybody I worked with. But I need to respect them and their responsibilities and their roles. And if you can focus there instead of, would I hang out with this guy and drink some beer? Well, probably not. Why would I want to hang out with that guy? He picks his nose. But, you know, but work on the, particularly around conflict, so that you can get to an agreeable understanding so that you can both respect each other going forward. Otherwise, what you're doing is you come to a new project, preconceived notions about how terrible it's going to be, right? And that's unproductive, that you are wasting time. If you're thinking that at all, that is wasted energy, as opposed to I'm going to have a good attitude about this. We're going to be very clear about what the responsibilities are, what the roles are, when things are due, what you expect of me. I'm going to do everything I can to make that happen. And, you know, that's just a different attitude versus, oh, this is going to be terrible, right?
Is that something that you've always had, or is that grown?
That's grown over time. I think over time I've become much more I'm very confident in who I am, why I'm here on this planet, why I started this company, what we will work for, what we won't work for, you know, what I can provide to my company and our clients is a lot of clarity around vision and purpose, values, and what matters, right? I think everyone has values, but as you grow, they ebb and flow, they change depending on your life. The values of clarity and being not being wasteful in your time and not just feeling bad about yourself and bad about your work. I prize that over anything in the professional environment. And I've arranged my business so that it's highly likely that that won't happen. Conflict happens whenever there are two humans. That's going to happen if you're not clear and someone's brown is another person's black and someone's red is another person's orange. And you just have to, you know, and that's always going to happen. And so the key pieces of that are to when there is conflict, and the other person might even not even know, right? But when you're grinding on something, then you need to resolve it, right? It needs to be a conversation that gets resolved. How we do this, we call it the circle of communication or the circle conflict communication wheel or whatever. There are different words for it. But we ask for, so if I had an issue with you, Christine, I would be, Christine, I really need, I hope I can have a half an hour of your time in person or by Skype with video, you know, so you can see each other in the next couple of days, because I have a couple issues I'd like to discuss with you about the current project we're on. So that gives you time to say, so I'm not catching you off guard, right? You're not like having to sit right there right now, like, wait, what? I'm not prepared, right? It gives you time to put it on your calendar so that we can, you know, have a moment to think about it. That's respectful of me to ask you that, right? It's not just to come in and guns blazing and go, you screwed up or you said, you know, because there's no place to go, right? And is to start from, and it's all about how we feel, right? One of the biggest things one of the biggest errors I think people, particularly women in business, did is say, oh, I can't bring my feelings to work. And I think that's BS. I think that we're all people and feelings are a part of being a person. It's how you use your feelings and how you can categorize them and how you can use them to your advantage in the business space that is really what you need to learn. A simple bit of communication. The first time it goes wrong, the first time it's off kilter, you intervene with very clear instruction. From here to here. If you're not going to be here on time, please call us as soon as you know. If you don't call us by 8:59 and you're supposed to be here at 9, you don't show up, we're going to assume that you're dead and we're going to start looking for you in hospitals, which has happened, not dead, but we have, for in my business, 3 people have been in accidents that the only reason we were on it and we could actually help that person is because they didn't show up on time and we started making phone calls. Because that's our culture, is as soon as you know you're not going to be on time, you call. Because you can't predict everything. You can't predict if the kid's going to throw up or you're going to be in traffic or the train's going to stop or, you know, life happens. But the respectful thing to do if someone's waiting on you is to call them and say, I'm going to be late. Right. It's very simple. But people don't like to be the bad guy and women don't like to be the bitch. Right. There's a big phobia about being the bitch for women. And so it feels bitchy that we're saying you're late. Right. But well, if you have a tone that is, you were here at 9:15, our start time is 9:00. My assessment is actually you don't know this. That my assessment might be, if that happened the first time, maybe you're not aware that our start time is at 9:00. And maybe you're not aware that our culture is, if you're not going to be on time, you call us as soon as ahead of time. So I'm not that irritated, but I'm concerned that I'm worried that this happened ever again, that you know. So my request is that you learn our policies, and my offer is to let you know what they are. Done.
Actually, I love that whole my assessment is this, because then that actually puts you, if you're getting irritated, you can actually think about it and go, okay, well, this is my assessment. Maybe it's wrong, which means that I don't need to be getting so irritated right now.
Right.
And then that'll actually stop you from having those negative feelings, which then enables you to do better work anyway.
Well, right. If you're the irritated one about somebody else's work, you're also unproductive. It's not always about the person who's doing something wrong. If you're grinding on somebody because they're, you know, they're just pissing you off, well, you're not being productive either.
Absolutely.
So I believe in all that, you know, part of that is just getting good working relationship. And part of that is building trust. And I don't have to like you to respect you and have trust with you. Right. So the likability thing comes, I think, in the professional world after those other two things. When you have trust and when you have respect, then you can get a lot done. And if you can like each other and go have a beer every once in a while, awesome. But it's not required.
Fantastic. Lee, thank you so much for joining me on the show. You've been absolutely wonderful. I learned a lot from you today, and I'm sure a lot of the listeners will get something out of it too. I think if there's one thing you take away, it's to start giving more feedback, guys. More feedback.
More feedback. More good feedback. Well, it's such a pleasure to be with you. I'm sure you'll be like, does she ever stop talking? Okay.
Can you share with us where people can learn more about you and where they can grab your book, which I know is about millennials and being able to communicate better with them so you can have a more productive workplace? So, yeah, tell us where we can find that.
Yeah, best place to go is leecaraher.com, LeeCaraher.com. And you can find both my books and this desktop guide. And I blog there as well on these topics. And I'm very happy to answer anybody's questions. There are also some downloadables on the site, particularly on that communication wheel that show you how to use it. So you can just download it and start practicing with it.
Perfect. Thanks, Lee.
Thank you.
Big thank you to Lee Caraher for being an amazing guest on the show this week. You can find more about what she does at leecaraher.com or simply visit the show notes at thecmethod.com/Lee. That's thecmethod.com/Lee, L-E-E. And that's a wrap for this episode. Oh, remember to vote. I almost forgot. Remember to vote for me in the Australian Castaway Podcasting Awards. Just go to thecmethod.com/vote. I'd really appreciate your help with that. That would be awesome if I won the People's Choice Award. Oh, yeah. Thank you for spending some time with me today. Keep on being awesome, and I'll talk to you next week. My name's Christina Canters, and this has been Stand Out, Get Noticed.